Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi. Welcome to you and all of your parts. I'm Laura Lively. We say that our parts can show up as thoughts, emotions, memories, bodily sensations, or somatically, what they call somatically. And like me, many of my clients are used to being cut off from our bodies, either because we don't like our bodies or we have been traumatized, and it's easier to ignore them and to actually feel whatever it is our body's feeling. But as we begin our own inner journeys to healing, many of us begin to notice bodily sensations as we explore our parts. So how can we honor these feelings when we've been running scared from them for so many years? So remember my three A's: acknowledge, accept, and appreciate, along with some of the C's of self-energy. That's a good way to begin. So let's say that you're sitting in a meeting with your boss and they make a cutting comment about your work. You just feel this cold chill run through your body as you're sitting there in this conference room, right? After that comment. So as soon as you're in a safe place, maybe back in your cubicle or your office or in a stall in the bathroom, acknowledge that feeling that swept through your body. Let that part of you that reacted know that it is not alone. You are here with it. Notice how you're feeling towards that bodily sensation or reaction. And notice what's happening in your body now that you're safely away from your boss. Are you feeling compassionate and curious, some of those C's, towards the experience, towards the response? Or do you have some clarity? Like, you know that this part of you was rightfully upset by whatever it was your boss said. If so, congratulations, you have some self-energy, you have some curiosity, you have some compassion. If you're berating yourself, on the other hand, for being a big baby or for overreacting or saying things in your head like, oh my gosh, my boss is right, I am an idiot, or I'm going to get fired, then recognize that these two are parts, right? They're parts that are critical or fearful, and welcome them as well. Remind them again, you are here with them. They are not alone in having to deal with whatever happened with your boss. Let them know it is okay. They're not alone. The part that had the bodily sensation is not alone. And those that, if you have some that are critical or fearful, ask if they can give you some space so that you can focus on this bodily sensation that you had. And then, you know, candidly, sitting in a toilet stall is not the best place to do parts work, but hey, it's better than nothing, right? It is better to go ahead and work with the parts as they come up as you can. Let them know that no matter what, they're not alone. No matter what they're feeling, you are here with them. You can help them with whatever's happening. And so if you have a bodily sensation that comes up, maybe place your hand over the body part. I know sometimes it feels like my throat. If something happens, I feel like my throat, can't talk, I can't breathe. Put your hand there. Just breathe with it. Let that part of your body know that you see it. It is not alone. I know it sounds like I'm saying the same things over and over sometimes, but it's because it's true. We want to help our parts recognize that they aren't alone, because so often, and so for so many years, they have been, because we didn't know any better. Notice when you, if you have your hand on wherever it is in your body, you're feeling it. Just sit with it. See what's happening. Does it calm down? Do you feel resistance to doing the work? Oh, this is stupid. I don't want to do this. Oh, hello, part. You're welcome here too. Why aren't you? Why don't you want to do this? Why do you resist doing this work? Let it know it's all good stuff. You want to hear from the resistant part too. So just notice the next time you feel a bodily sensation, welcome it like it's any part of you. Put your hand over it. Remind it it's not alone. Remind it that you are here with self-energy now and you can help it. And yes, let it know it was scary when the boss said the thing, and you will manage through it. It doesn't have to do it by itself. So Hopefully that is helpful to you. The next time you feel a body sensation, welcome it like you would any part. Put your hand over it. Let it know it's not alone. Let it know you are with it. Ask it how you can help. What does it need for you to know? And start to get more comfortable with feeling these sensations in your body. So that's it for today. Thanks for joining me. Be sure to check out the description for links to some free resources. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.